Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Happy Easter! The Lord is risen. Alleluia! Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Chandler, Arizona. Her preaching today is entitled Fear and Joy.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene came with the other Mary to inspect the tomb. Suddenly there was a mighty earthquake as the angel of the Lord descended from heaven. He came to the stone, rolled it back, and sat on it. In appearance, he resembled a flash of lightning, while his garments were as dazzling as snow. The guards grew paralyzed with fear of him and fell down like the dead men. Then the angel spoke, addressing the women. Do not be frightened. I know you are looking for Jesus, the crucified, but he is not here. He has been raised exactly as he promised. Come and see the spot where he was laid. Then go quickly and tell his disciples. He has been raised from the dead and now goes ahead of you to Galilee, where you will see him. That is the message I have for you. They hurried away from the tomb, half overjoyed, half fearful, and ran to carry the good news to his disciples. Suddenly, without warning, Jesus stood before them and said, Peace. The women came up and embraced his feet and did him homage. At this, Jesus said to them, Do not be afraid. Go and carry the news to my brothers that they are to go to Galilee, where they will see me. The Gospel of the Lord. They hurried away from the tomb, half overjoyed, half fearful. Another translation reads, And they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. I read that particular passage and I thought, what a combination, fear and great joy. Does that happen in daily life? And as I pondered and thought about it, I was amazed because there are many facets of life, especially my own life, that bring fear and joy together. When I graduated high school and I was getting ready for college, it was fearful to leave home and not have the security of mom and dad, but great joy at being able to study music, the passion of my life, and to experience independence. Marriage. It was fearful to wonder if my husband and I were really ready to support ourselves. We married while I was still in college, but great joy at starting our life together. First child. Fearful of the changes, fearful of what childbirth would entail, but great joy and amazement that our love had created a new life. Actual birth of our child, the fear of being a good parent and caring for a small, helpless individual, and great joy at the miracle I held in my arms. My first job as a music teacher, fear of failure, wondering if I would make a good teacher, a great joy at having a chance to share my love of music with other students. So many instances of my life have been filled with fear and joy happening together. And when we look at our lives in the church, the sacraments are there at every step of the way. Baptism, confirmation, marriage, holy orders, reconciliation, anointing of the sick. As we pass into our eternal life, the fear of the unknown, the great joy in knowing that we are going to our Maker, all steps in our lives. And as we move through our lifetime, the church is there. Yet, as I look at the gospel today, what stood out was that fear didn't paralyze the women. Mary Magdalene and Mary didn't freeze up with fear. They hurried away from the tomb to tell the disciples, and they were rewarded for their action. Jesus appeared to them. He gave them strength. And that they had to take the first step, that he was there to give them support. They didn't let fear overcome them. They let their joy carry them forward. As we leave Good Friday and face toward the Feast of Easter, this should be our spiritual goal. Let the strength of the resurrection overcome any fears. Let the joy of Easter be formed to face the trials of life with joy. As much of you know from my previous homily, I was watching my father this month in his final journey as he passed into new life. There was fear, more on my side than his, because I couldn't answer his questions when he got confused and when he asked what was happening. Fear over not being able to be with him in this world. But great joy, because his body was tired and he was ready to go home to the Father. I take great comfort in an experience I once had when I was attending a lay provincial council in San Francisco. We went on a visit to the Dominican cemetery in Benicia. At the time, I was still contemplating what eternal life would be like. I didn't doubt in eternal life, but I was fearful of what it would be like. And as we entered the cemetery grounds, a most amazing thing happened. A wave of joy hit me. All the souls that were resting there seemed to be filled with joy, and that wave hit me. It wasn't something I imagined, because I wasn't even expecting it or planning to experience it. It just happened. And that feeling of joy I experienced gives me the hope and joy of knowing that our loved ones are experiencing that joy as well. As we go forward in our lives, and we face problems, we can face them without fear and not let fear limit us. As Jesus says, be not afraid. So let us put aside our fears and let us go forth in joy to love him and to serve him.